fighting for America.
As your commander-in-chief, I will not commit you and the rest of our armed forces to fighting another ground war in Iraq. They can secure their own country's futures.
Fighting for Idaho.
I think these guys got to realize that they're role models and they can't be doing things like what they're doing today. They need to recognize that, hey, look, if I do something like that, I'm going to get suspended or banned from the league.
Fighting for you.
Congratulations for the Marconi Award. Did you have to speak Italian to receive that?
Yes, I like these very much.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. Kevin Miller in the Morning.
I'm so proud of you.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Kevin Miller in the Morning. Coming up, we'll talk a little money, a little ISIS, and the issue of whether or not Idaho should secede from the Union, like the Scottish, the Scots almost did. We go to Ron Paul Jim with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Ron Paul Jim.
Morning, Kevin. I wanted to comment on your, you know, whether the state could survive without the 40% of the federal dollars coming into our budget. I just wanted to sort of compare it to this other subject that you are talking about, and it is that spousal abuse. And the states are like the abused spouse of the federal government. And
power and control, you know, yeah.
We're not really, dependent on them per se. We just have this Stockholm syndrome kind of thing that we cannot survive without them. That, like, there's no other choice. And our politicians are, you know, they're like the ones that still love the federal government and venture to be like the federal government. And that dependence has to be broken, and we can survive, like you said about the abused spouse. You can make it, you know, but we first have to work together to get out of that.
You take a look at the school lunch. You take a look at the school lunch program. Of the $9 million spent, $7 million comes from the feds,
and it's taken away the responsibility of what parents are supposed to do for their children. All of this is everything that the government does is offering promises that it can't keep, but in the same sentence, they're allowed to take control by offering this these programs, these bailouts, these everything. They're allowed to regulate, and they dictate what happens in our state through the dangling carrot to it's who knows what other kind of intimidation tactics they can use. So, you know, the whole thing is rigged in that way. The financial system can control our federal government. The financial system then controls the states. And unless we sever those ties, you know, break the right. Federal Reserve note and get on our own currency exchange instead of this cashless society that everybody's addicted to, we're gonna die from the weight of the parasites.
All right, Ron Paul Jim with that optimistic message. Patriot Ray with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Hello, Patriot Ray.
Good morning, Kevin. I had something I wanted to kind of point out. You just played a clip for Liam Neeson's new movie, Walking Amongst the Tombstones or something like that, and how much money he's making. He is a very staunch person that is for gun control. He thinks the United States should not have guns. And yet he's made his living with movies about saving people and using the guns to do it. So what a two-faced individual he is. And I just don't see how we can support him in these movies. And the movie industry itself, I mean, the same thing. They're always against all the things that people for, but yet they make millions by and billions by just promoting just the thing they say they're against. So I don't get it. And they won't let really good movies be kept on the line. I mean, it's amazing to me that they won't bring the good things out. They just keep playing the bad, but then they make their millions off of that. They're trying to get the United States to, well, let's have gun control because that's going to save everybody. That will destroy everybody if we don't have good people that have the way to protect themselves. And that is the only thing that keeps people from really attacking us. And I had a thought this morning. maybe it's not such a bad thing that even though I don't particularly care about them, I mean, like them, but the big vehicles that the that the police force are now getting and seem to be getting more of, an L.A. school district even got grenade launchers they announced the other day, and then they said, well, we're not really taking those, but we were going to get them. So it's kind of crazy. But yet, with all the illegals coming across the border, and we don't know who's here, maybe it'll be our police force who will have to use those vehicles to protect us against those people who may be here illegally. So just a few thoughts.
Patriot Ray, we always appreciate it. Thank you.
You have a great day. Thank you.
You too, our great friend Patriot Ray. Joined now in studio by Dave Petzo, and I just got this news at the 580 KIDO Command Center that Apple has sold a record 10 million iPhones in the first weekend, when in reality, okay, they've updated the operating system, a little fancy gadgets, and they've made it bigger. Okay, let me rain on Apple's parade. So what?
It's better. It's better technology. Okay, and here I got to tell you something. So I'm at the office, and I'm very interested in their release, you know, a few weeks ago from a market perspective. And then you realize how many people out there. I'm watching Amy, who is a very tech-savvy person, but just loves the tech gadgets. And I'm watching her watch the news. Now, she's not watching for the market reaction the way I am. Okay, but as they're announcing and unfolding new products, it's very exciting to have all the new products. Kevin, it's exciting. Apple is exciting because they come out with new and creative stuff that we want, and sometimes we don't even realize we want it. And I'll tell you what, I downloaded the new software system inside
OS
8 into mine, and I love the new features. I really do. It's not that big a deal, and my phone's old, but it is. I really do, and I've heard
you
that
must have
new
a lot of space on your phone, because I can't, because I don't have enough space.
Well,
no,
you,
really.
Yeah. We have like the iPhone 2 or
no, this is the 5S. It's the latest one.
It should work fine.
No. You have to have a certain amount of space on your phone, and apparently I don't.
No.
Trust me, because
really?
I've
tried.
Yeah.
I got it.
No, Dave. I've tried.
Yeah. Okay, you see the frustration in your eyes.
Well, here's the other thing that you take a look with Apple. Okay, you know, for a lot of people, you know, why buy a new phone?
Right. Absolutely. No, look, what you have right there, okay, mm-hmm. and especially because Apple does not, except apparently with your phone, make you upgrade, you know, your hardware to for the new software program. They'll give it to you online. They make it compatible even with older models, typically, Kevin.
Right.
And so that, you know, you're right. But I know people, I just barely turned to an iPhone 5, okay? So it's not like I embrace the new technology rapidly. But we're not. This is 10 million. And, you know, they didn't even sell one phone in China yet.
Isn't this a scam?
A scam. A scam. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Aren't we a nation of lemmings? I mean, really, in reality, why in the world would you buy a new iPhone 6?
Yes.
Or a new Samsung 27 when in reality you have something that works? Now, you're raving about the new software updates, but
yep.
My software, OS 7, works just fine. I feel kind of like I'm not in the in crowd.
Well, you're not.
No, really. Oh, well, thanks for reinforcing that, Dave. But what I'm saying is, so what? I mean, an era where we have big student debt, where we have all these things, we have people that can't afford car payments that are at the Apple store buying this newfangled gadget.
Yep.
Is it more of a status symbol, or is there workable technology here?
Well, I got to believe it is somewhat of a status symbol when people are standing in line for something they can get in the mail in 2 weeks, right? But the reality is, for you and I and millions of people, hundreds of billions of people, they don't care. They're willing to wait, but the technology gets better and better. And so, look, I said I just went to the 5. I'll probably upgrade to iPhone 7 when it comes out. Meaning, I'm in no hurry to go get the 6. But there's that many people in the world, not necessarily saying, oh, I'm willing to pay $500. But when their plan comes up for renewal and they can get a new phone for $100 that does some new stuff, they're going to do it.
Yeah, but most of us don't even know what the old phone does and the old stuff.
Kevin, welcome to my world. I've got, you know, 5% of my phone that I use.
And, right.
And 90% of that is because it answers phones.
That's why you have the space on your phone, where I've got all these gadgets on mine that take up the space, if you will.
Oh.
But here at 580 KIDO, I mean, you have...
You're a gamer. You're like an online gamer with your phone, huh?
No, not at all.
No Candy Crush or any of that?
No Candy Crush. People have questions about me if I play Candy Crush. But, you know, I'm taking a look at this. You got Samsung already attacking Apple.
Yep.
And saying, hey, welcome to our world. We've been doing this for like 2 or 3 years. And the thing hasn't even been out for a week. Never mind that Samsung has been found guilty of stealing Apple's technology over and over and over again.
Right. And who's stealing whose now, right?
Well, I think...
That's what Samsung's saying.
Yeah, with tongue firmly in cheek.
Yeah.
And then you've got the other thing, the Corrada or the Carolina or the whatever that makes fun of the Siri voice. I don't know if you've seen that commercial.
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
no.
But to me, maybe I just think these phones have jumped the shark.
Well, to a degree, they have. But that's part of marketing, isn't
right.
it? You know, where one company comes out and beats up another one. And when they came out a few years ago, we're beating up on Microsoft.
Well, Microsoft totally missed the boat, and you have to wonder, I'll ask you here at 580KIDO, the relevancy of Microsoft. I mean, Apple seems to be engaged and reinvigorated, and Tim Cook seems to be doing a good job. But, you know, besides updating Windows, what does Microsoft do?
That seems to be about what they do. Okay. Now the Xbox, I guess they're really big in games, and they really are, I guess.
Well,
I'm not a gamer, so I don't really know. But
I could see you World of Witchcraft. But anyway, me with Candy Crush, you with the Worlds of Witchcraft, whatever.
Okay.
So very good point about the games. But, I mean, they have this Surface thing with the touchscreen, with the tablets. I mean, besides that, it seems that Microsoft is you know, yesterday's news.
They have been for 10 years, Kevin. They really have. They've not. I'm serious. I'm not, you know.
Does anybody get excited about, hey, Windows is coming out again?
No.
Right.
They get mad. Yeah. Why? Because Windows, unlike Apple, releases products way too early.
I like
has
this.
Too many bugs.
They get mad. Yes.
They do. It's like, no, I like my old one. And the second part is that then after a couple of generations, they quit supporting the old program. Right? And they force you to spend another $100 on an upgrade of your operating system. So they quit supporting their old ones, and that's that's Microsoft's way of doing it. So, yes, I think that companies like Apple that support all the way through have built a great following, and they really do it right. They protect their ecology, if you will, their environment, by not allowing all kinds of people to come in and write whatever they want. So they protect their apps very carefully, and I appreciate that very much. I really do. I'd rather not have an open architecture. I want somebody as a gatekeeper protecting the against viruses and things like that.
You have to wonder how effective when you have naked pictures of people running wild.
That is correct, and as we have discovered, Kevin, that there is no way you're going to keep all the bad guys out. Naked pictures and all do not have. It's not a good idea to have naked pictures of you on the internet. They could be exposed.
You heard it here first, folks. I'll have to make sure I get those down from the cloud, figuratively speaking, at 580 KIDO.
It's already in there.
But back to this, the marketing of the phones. Obviously, this is going to help Apple and everything else. But, I mean, how much more can you do? I mean, we're going to have the iWatch. We're going to have this. We're going to have that. I mean, it's almost like, far be it for me to be a contrarian or a curmudgeon, take your pick. But we're doing, you know, we're having these latest technology advances just to be stupid.
To a degree. Look, this is a if you wanted technology, if you're able to afford technology, and I grant you, I think it's a bad choice not paying off student debt and going and getting a new this or that, the same way as people going out to a bar and getting loaded, okay, and making bad choices.
It's too distracting.
But by and large.
It really is.
Oh, no, I'm distracted by everybody who sits around texting. It's unbelievable to me.
You're like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's. I had a young man staying with me last week, okay?
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, and he
started
was,
texting in front of you.
All the time. All the time.
Drove you crazy.
And here's the thing. He was a house guest for like four nights.
Right.
And finally on the last night, and he's a great kid, he really is.
Yeah.
And on the last night I go, you know, you've been here for four nights. And I know you're communicating, you know, texting people, hear your phone. You've not had one phone call. Don't you people talk?
They don't.
They don't. They talk. They text. They don't talk. And he says, interesting, and we had a good conversation about it, but it is a real different that people don't talk.
Were you texting with the conversation, or was it actually speaking?
No, he and I were actually, I made him put the phone down, and we talked. Like this.
Probably
you and
going
I.
Crazy. Like
earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Dave Pezzo with us at 580KIDO. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit about Alibaba. No, it's not a movie. It's the next big thing. First to the phones, and we go to Ronnie in Caldwell at 580KIDO. Good morning, Ronnie.
I'm in, dude. Hey, what's up, Pezzo?
Hey. How are you, Ronnie?
I'm going good. Hey, you know, this whole thing you guys are talking about, I'm glad you're there, Pezzo, because you know a lot about electronics, and I don't think Millie really does. I think I like the Microsoft thing because they brought Xbox, which is pretty much the coolest thing ever made. And that's when you start knocking Microsoft there, Millie. I mean, it's like, dude, do you know what you're talking about? Xbox is sweet. And the thing about the iPhone is that I call it follow the loser, man, because all these dweebs that go, like, waiting in front of the store and they're all at the Apple store, I got to get my iPhone 6 and it's like, dude, I'm still rocking a Nokia flip phone, and it does just fine for me. I mean, what's a phone for anyways besides calling chicks? I mean, come on.
Well, Dave Pezzo, what's a phone for besides calling chicks?
Checking the weather, launching rockets. That's what these things can do now. I mean, it's, you know, it's. I get it. 95% of what I do is phone call. But it is really cool if you're out somewhere, you're going, why can't I find that place? And ask Siri, where is 1414 Main? And Siri, in seconds, tells you exactly where it is, gives you a map, and you're there.
So you're using an iPhone too, Pezzo?
I am. I've gone to the dark side.
Dude, I thought you were way ahead of that, man. Don't you fell into the trap like Kevin said. You're a lemmy. I mean, come on, dude. Being original. Like, I've got this Nokia flip. I've had it for like 7 years, man. I did get it refurbished once because I dropped it in the toilet, but that's a whole other story. You know, and it works just fine, dude. And I know what the weather is. I watch Larry Gebert, and he goes, okay, it's going to be this and this. And usually he's pretty close. I mean, how come you got to be on top of everything? I think people these days are, they're just too wound up.
Well, they are. You're absolutely right about that. There's no question about that. But I'll tell you what, it is nice because Larry isn't following me if I travel. It's nice to know where what the weather is with a touch. And I have to say, too, it is very nice to just pick it up and go boom and tip, you know, touch a Bloomberg application, see what's going on in the markets, what have you. I think our generation has a good balance with it. I don't think the current generation does. I think they're really tied to these things.
And I think you should just get a tablet, dude, and then go back to the old style of phone. But, you know, another topic I know Kevin's probably going to get mad, but when you're talking about this domestic violence thing, dude, would you call me, please? Because I've been beat by more girls than anybody I know. And the thing is, dude, it works both ways, man. It's not just like men beat women. There's women that beat men.
Well,
dude.
Ronnie, why don't you come to Foothills Christian Church this Thursday at 7, and you can give your testimony.
That's the thing, dude. I think if I did, I'd break down in front of everybody. I'd rather just do it on the air, you know?
All right, Ronnie. Thank you. You never know what you're going to get with this program.
That's the beauty of it, Kevin.
580KIDO. Let's talk about this Alibaba. We talked a little bit about this on Saturday. Mrs. Miller was checking it out again and again. The next big thing, it's a Chinese company that had, what is it, the largest IPO ever to date?
Yeah, it is.
Bigger than Facebook?
Yeah, I mean, we think about how astounding that is, really, is that the largest IPO in history is a Chinese company. And it was on the New York Stock Exchange. What a global world we live in. I know that can be frightening, and we need to watch out what's going on with that, and the Chinese don't have the same laws. But the reality is, that's really exciting. I mean, it really is exciting because when the world is economically tied to each other, then there is a greater chance of peace.
I'm texting this as you talk, just so I can have my notes here. Yes.
I know you know you're texting Mrs. Miller. I know what you're doing.
Right, saying buy Alibaba, but it was so tough that people couldn't even get in to buy it. Right?
It took hours to get the price discovery correct. They came out at the highest valuation that they said they would. And, of course, everybody knew it was going to open up again. It was a very hot IPO, but it opened much higher than people expected. It opened at $92.50 and it closed there.
What is it?
Alibaba is several things, but they're kind of like Amazon in the retail space, right? So they sell a lot of stuff online. But the thing that I think is most exciting about them is that they connect a a product maker with a product user. And I think you and I talked about this on Saturday, about the fact that it's going to basically destroy the wholesalers, and it will. And all the other companies will be copying Alibaba. They have to, because they'll be destroyed by Alibaba, run over by them if they don't. And that is that what you're going to find is that I can go order chairs, for example, and say, you know, I want 30 wicker chairs for my little store here, and or restaurant or cafe, whatever it is, and this is the design, and then you can go out and get bids, and then Alibaba puts the buyer and the seller together. There is no wholesaler. There's no going somewhere. There's no picture of it. It hasn't been made yet. It's going to be made for Kevin Miller's cafe. That's a pretty amazing thing when you start thinking about what that'll do. And within China, with all these millions and millions, and literally, people forget how big China is. It's absolutely massive. And these millions of people who are sitting around figuring out what they want to do, and they can order little mini orders from another maker of products right online. And you just really can't do that anywhere else. So that's the most exciting part of Alibaba.
Yeah, but there are concerns when you're dealing with a Chinese company.
Always. You can't believe what they say. They can make up whatever they. I'm not saying they're lying. I don't think they are. I think all of it's very real, and I think their finances are real. But I can't know that. That's the problem.
Dave Pezzo with us here at 580 KIDO. Quickly, if Idaho decided to leave the United States, could we afford to do that fiscally?
No. No. We wouldn't have a currency. We can't do that. No, you have to have currency. What share
spud.
Of the debt?
You'd have the spud.
We have the spud. We'd be trading spuds. I like it. Just little chips, yeah.
Exactly.
But the answer is that, you know, that's why Scotland, I think, made the right decision. It was. It's always the thought of, oh, we're going to be independent and we'll figure it out. But you've got debt. You've got currency issues. Who's going to back the currency? What are you going to back it with? And I hear people go, oh, we'll back it with gold. It's not as simple as that. It's a very complex financial system. And what bank is going to have, you know, lend money to the United States? To the state of Idaho. So you do have really big problems, hurdles to overcome. How are you going to do business with the rest of the world?
Dave Pezzo, the Pezzo Center, Pezzo Financial. We appreciate it, sir.
Good to see you, Kevin.
Good to see you. Good to talk to you.
You too.
You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Jones, weekday evenings at 7. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, men, manly men.
Men, 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 manly men.
And good morning, 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. Dave Burnett joins us now. Dave, how was your night last night?
Dark. It was very dark. It was fine. I watched a little bit of Monday Night Football and went, yeah, it's enough of that, and went to bed.
Well, usually nights are very dark, right?
Yeah, they are. Hopefully. Unless the neighbor has a porch light that's shining in the window, but last night was not the case.
Right. Well, we really hate when the neighbor does that.
I know it. I know it.
So let's get started here at 580 KIDO. There's a big story that you and I were talking about off the air having to do with the livable wage. You had it at 580KIDO.com on Sunday. The paper picked it up yesterday, and you were going on and on about the livable wage in Idaho.
Yeah, you know, I find it interesting, because I'm not a big proponent of we need to raise the minimum wage. I think that employers need to be aware of the fact of what is livable and not. Unfortunately, sometimes for a lot of bosses, they don't understand, because they're making a good salary, which is good, but they don't understand for those employees where the battle is when you're paying $4 a gallon for gas, when you're paying rising milk prices, when you're, you know, when rent and everything keeps going up and up and up and you're still stuck. And it's showing that the livable wage for Idaho is $14.50 an hour. That would be livable. And the fact that, you know, what, $7.25, $7.35 is minimum wage, and that's what 70% of Idahoans live under that $14.50 an hour.
Well, then, who's responsible for that?
Who's responsible for that?
Who's responsible for the wage?
I think it's important that employers pay attention to what is happening so that their employees cannot have to work two or three jobs, so that their employees, that way they can focus and concentrate better on what their job is doing as opposed to you know, how am I going to pay the electric bill this month? You know, so I think it's important that employers, you know, where there are businesses making very good money right now, doing very well, that they need to make sure that they are taking care of their people. So I think it is a responsibility of the employer to make sure that they are taking care of their people so that they can continue to do good work. If you're a farmer and you have horses that you use for work, you don't want to starve them to death because then they can't work well for you.
Right.
And I think that is a responsibility of the farmer. So I do think it is a responsibility of the employer. And I understand some businesses are cutting it close to the wire. I mean, they're, you know, they are just making it month to month. And that needs to be, you know, looked at and addressed at there. But I do think it's important that the employer does take a look and takes care of their people.
Right. But on the other hand, is it the government's responsibility? Is it Governor Otter's responsibility? It's been a criticism of him concerning that it's, you know, not just employers, it's the entire state. You know, we lead the nation in minimum wage jobs. So, you know, the employers are not going to pay people more than they can get them for. If people won't work for that wage, then it will be raised up. The scary part about it is if you lose your job, you're going to get a minimum wage job no matter what your skills. And that's the very scary part about living here. But, you know, leaving it up to the employers, I don't know if that's the, you know, if that's the solution. Because, you know, whether it's right or wrong, it's kind of like the NFL. Hey, once they're done with you, they're done with you. You know, Ray Rice, I'm sorry you got hosed. You shouldn't have done that. And maybe that's not a correct analogy. But you know what I'm saying? You know, the whole idea of capitalism, and that's, you know, somebody has to be exploited. Again, I'm not agreeing with it. On the other hand, though, you know, where is the change going to happen? And
see, I don't think that necessarily is a message of capitalism. I don't think capitalism says the guys at the top make the most and the worker bees at the bottom get, you know, get pooped on. I don't think that's the message.
Oh, that is the message.
There are very successful businesses. You look at In-N-Out Burger. Here's a fast food place that pays well above the minimum wage, takes very good care of their customers, and very good care of their employees. Their employees are happy, benefits, paid well above the minimum wage, and they have incredible service.
Right. They can afford to do that. Other businesses have determined that they can't afford to do that, and they
get away with it. And that's why I'm saying that the owners need to take personal responsibility to make sure that they are taking care of their people within the means that they have to do.
But that's not their responsibility.
It's not. Why not?
It's
if
not
you
their,
own horses on a farm, Kevin, is it your responsibility?
I'm not a horse. I'm a person.
If you are a farmer
I'm,
and you
I'm
own...
I'm sorry,
let
Dave.
Me finish my
no,
comment.
No, Dave, you've like filibustered the entire segment here. With all due respect, please, let's have a conversation here. And it's based upon me. If I don't like what I'm making, then I go out and I get another job. You know, the tragedy here in this country is you have people working two or three jobs, but it's not up to the employers because they're going to exploit you. You go to capitalism, somebody has to be exploited. You go back to the Gilded – you go. It's true. Take a look at the Gilded Age in history. You had people that were making substandard wages until they had the unions. Somebody has to be exploited. That's capitalism. The employers, it would be nice if you had people like the guy that owns Costco or Home Depot. But it's been my experience that if they can get you for cheap, they're going to get you for cheap. They don't care. I mean, there are very rare people that care. They say they do, but when it comes to the pocketbook, it's about them. Who's the first people that get cut? It's usually the low-wage people.
So what we're talking about here is it's the attitude of those in charge of the business. It's not capitalism, because capitalism, the message of capitalism is that anyone can rise to the top with hard work and dedication. Now, part of the problem is government has gotten in and thrown their tentacles in it all and made a mess of it. But to say that, no, somebody has to be exploited, I don't believe that. Let me ask a question again, and you stopped me before. If you're a farmer and you use horses for your labor, do you treat those horses poorly?
I'm not a farmer.
I didn't
I'm not
ask
a
you.
Horse. And the horse is free to leave. I'm not an animal. I'm a thinking, breathing, intelligent human being. You go where you're wanted. And if you know, I know a gentleman who works two jobs. He wants to live here. There are other places you could go and make more money. I'm not saying it's right, but you look under the definition of capitalism. Yeah, you get exploited. That's how it is. And you talk about government. If we lived in a true capitalistic system, then GM would have went under.
But as they should have.
Yeah, and I hate that because there are a lot of good people, but there are a lot of good people each and every day. And this is what breaks my heart, is you have people that bust their butt, do their jobs, and they still get hosed, whether it's through poor pay or they're just a number on a spreadsheet.
I'm looking up the definition of capitalism, and I don't see anything about anyone being exploited.
It's all about exploited. Somebody has to be exploited.
You told me if I look up the definition of capitalism, it'll say that somebody has to be exploited.
Take a look at NAFTA and GATT. Why did we pass those? So we could go somewhere else and have the workers work for lesser money than the people here.
Who was it behind that?
That was Bill Clinton.
The government, again.
That was a North American free trade agreement.
As, again, I say, the government gets in and messes up what happens.
Well, the government doesn't, because the government is being run by big business. And big business goes, hey, I'm tired of paying Billy in Indiana, so I want to go pay Waswala in Waswala 20 cents to do the job I'm paying Billy 20 bucks an hour. It's the great betrayal of the American worker. I just think where you're... You and I, the road changes is at 580KIDO, is the employers. I just don't think that the employers care, and I don't think it's their job. It would be nice. Look, let's not get too personal, but there was a business at one time that was owned by local folks. And in local folks, you could always call the owner. Let's just say hardware stores, shall we? Let's just go hardware stores. And if you had a problem with, I don't know, Phil behind the counter, you went to Mr. Green Jeans and said, Mr. Green Jeans, Phil is rude to me. And then Phil would be very nice to you. And Mr. Green Jeans had Phil there for quite some time and paid him a decent wage. And then Mr. Green Jeans decided to sell out to, big conglomerate, blah, blah, blah. And they decided that they could centralize their systems. And Mr. Green Jeans was replaced with Steve from down the hall, who's looking for his next quick fix and looking to move up the chain. So there's no localism anymore, and you don't have that worker-employer relationship. Now, I'm filibustering.
Yes, you are.
Okay. I've rung the bell on me at 580KIDO.
I'm just saying.
See where I'm going with that, though?
Well, you never went the direction I wanted to go, that as a business owner, that if you take care of your people will take care of you.
Yes, I do agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. But how many people in today's world, and it's funny, I was watching the Pennsylvania gubernatorial debate last night. 95% of the businesses in Pennsylvania are small businesses. But how many people truly own their own business? How many managers or blah, blah, blahs have the ability to take care of their folks?
Well, the question is, will they?
Yeah, you know, and look, I'm slowly creeping over to your side. What really gets me sometimes here at 580KIDO is, and again, I don't want to give this one away, so I'll say, let's just say you're from a rough background, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you bootstrap your way up, and then you're in a position where you employ people. Now, do you pay them a decent wage? Or do you cut expenses and cut their salaries to make yourself look good? Well, you would think, based on the shared experience, because it's really not money out of your pocketbook, it really doesn't matter if you save the money or not, the company's not going to penalize you, you would take care of folks. But this person chooses not to.
See, it seems to me that it's not a problem in the system. The problem is the person and their integrity.
I would say that. I would say that, number one. And number two, look, in theory, you are correct. In practice, it just doesn't happen. Like, people are shocked. It's funny, this whole Ray Rice thing. Well, we need to find programs for young men and to teach them guidance. That's not the work of the employer. That's the work of the individual. And you know, and I hate to say this, an old general manager of mine said, when I got fired from Pittsburgh, he said, dude, you're not in the radio business. You're in the Kevin Miller business. And unfortunately, we're all free agents. That's mm-hmm. that's the way it's become. So how tough is that to really have any loyalty anymore?
It's very tough. It is very tough. And it, unfortunately, it's what the system has become and where everyone is out for themselves. And unfortunately, that's getting away from, you know, that is getting away from what, to me, has made this country great. And that is binding together, looking past, you know, your background, my background, Ray Amaya's background, and working together for the good. But instead, it, you know, the way the system is working right now, it's every man for themselves.
Well, every man, every woman, but then you take a look at the role of government. And if I were A.J. Belukoff, and maybe to a degree John Bujak, you know, education is good, and that's Mr. Belukoff's base, but I would be hammering the jobs.
Yep.
I'd be talking about the minimum wage thing. You know, the guy who was most effective at that was our friend Charlie No-Show, Bob Ramsey, Dave Beter.
Yeah.
When he fired that shot across the bow at the governor like a year or 2 years ago.
Well,
and he talked about no minimum wage jobs here.
Yeah, and I don't even know if minimum wage is the conversation, but the conversation should be good paying jobs, jobs that will pay, that it's not even a question of, oh, well, it's going to bring in 5,000 minimum wage jobs. That's not what we're talking. You're talking about developing and bringing in industry and or business that will provide good jobs.
Right, and that's the goal of every state, really, but it's become so competitive with the incentive programs, and we have a policy here of no incentives, no this, no that, and people talk about Chobani, but, you know, Chobani pays over the minimum wage, but then they've laid off people. Remember, mm-hmm. we had Maximus, and they've laid people off. It's darn right scary, but I think that is the role of government, and hold on. If I were ever to be an elected official, that would be my priority, is to be an ambassador. You remember when we went to Canyon County, David Ferdinand and the folks, when he was a commissioner, they would go to the big rodeo shows to try and bring people here. I think you have to do that. And if you offer them incentives and, you know, whatever, you're going to make it back on the income tax. People have to have a future, which is your point.
There you go. And I've got to earn my $7.25 an hour here. Got to give you some traffic now.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller with you here. Hey, you know something? Talk about the changing dynamic, and I really wanted to get into this with Dave Burnett, but that'll be probably tomorrow for the Manly Man segment. Is the changing attitude when it comes to these singing shows. You know, it used to be we looked forward to Simon Cowell laying the smack down and giving the blistering criticism on American Idol. Well, now that's been replaced by The Voice. And if you ever watch The Voice, and I have to confess, that's Mrs. Miller's show. And as I'm watching it last night, everybody's syrupy, everybody's happy, everybody's, oh, I really should have picked him. Well, if the gal was good, you would have picked him. Where's the criticism, America? I guess that's our endeavor, right? Let's take a look at traffic. And don't forget, everyone, this Thursday night at 7 o'clock, we need to see you at Foothills Christian Church for a very different event as we come together to rally against domestic violence. Details at 580kido.com. I want to see you there. Please join
Serving Meridian.